First and foremost, wanted to get a little bit of vibe on the team that you have this year. Obviously, the Flyers are once again having a nice season, but if you wanted to talk a little bit about maybe some of your starters and a few of the gals that come off the bench this year.
Yeah, it's a great group of girls. I'll tell you, they from the time they came in August, they have been pretty determined, and they are some of the hardest working kids that I've ever had the privilege to coach, and they're fun. They are just fun to be in the gym every day, and so it's kind of, you know, electric to be in there, and that's, you know, been really exciting for us to have such a group of hardworking kids, and a lot of these kids really haven't spent a lot of varsity time on the court. And so, you know, it's fun. It's kind of watching them learn how to, you know, become the varsity players that we want them to be. And boy, they've done a great job of doing that. You know, we're led by just junior Kenna Brown. She's been doing the setting for us. And she did play last year, but we had her completely in a different role. She was a defensive specialist for us. And so now we've given, you know, the coach on the court duties over to her, and she has just done a fantastic job of talking to her hitters and talking to the kids on the floor. And so a lot of our success thus far really has been attributed to the on-court leadership that some of these kids have been able to provide. McKenna Larson is another, you know, senior who we returned to the court, and she did play for us last year, but she is joined by the likes of Ella Pry, Jada Kenyon, Brecken Ewalt, Lucy Fods, Haley Bleeker, you know, all of whom saw very limited, you know, moments on a varsity court last year, but worked their tails off on our JV to get themselves ready to play this year. And so it's been really an exciting time for the Lady Flyers getting these kids onto a court and letting them learn how to play volleyball together.
One interesting thing about your schedule so far this season is you guys, if my math is correct, have only had 4 home games up to this point. Now you'll end up having a majority of home games with the rest of your regular season slate. Just kind of the way that goes year in and year out, but to be able to only have 4 home games and be to where you guys are at, I think a testament to the girls coming together on the season.
Thanks for that. And it definitely is. We talked about that and we made that our focus. We knew that, boy, in the month of September, we were just really going to have to be road warriors. And we kind of made it a point to make that our mission. And the girls have done a nice job. It was literally the September 17th before we got to play on our own court. We had spent a month of our season traveling. And, you know, that can be tough, but by the same time, I think that really helped us be really focused, because sometimes it's hard to play in other people's gyms, and so that probably gained us, you know, some strength by knowing that we had to take the court in other people's places with a whole lot of intent and a lot of focus, and like I said, I think essentially that helped us, and now we get to kind of finish out the season being a little bit at home and a little bit, you know, on the road, but boy, we like playing in front of our crowd. We like having our band play, and we sure like being, you know, inside of our own gym, so it is nice to get back here and play.
You guys have been to 3 different Saturday tournaments here in this past month of September. How important are to be able to get to some of those tournaments to get 2, 3, 4-plus games in one day?
It can be great to pick those up, and then sometimes it cannot be great to pick those up. But I think in the grand scheme of a season, it's nice to have those, you know, early in September. And it's nice that the places that we've gone and we've played have really challenged us, you know, as a volleyball team. When we go over to that Bridgewater Emory tournament, you know, we didn't get to see a Bridgewater Emory or a Freeman or a Canastota at that tournament this year, but there's a chance we could have. And those are good volleyball teams. And that's what you want to challenge your kids with, you know, this time of the season. We did play Ethan twice there, and Ethan is a really good volleyball team. You know, and we ended up winning one of those and losing one of those. And quite honestly, that's good volleyball, and that's healthy for us right now. And I would say the same thing about playing in the Pentagon last weekend. You know, we played in that blue division down there with some just really solid volleyball teams, some from, you know, in South Dakota and some from not in South Dakota. And while, you know, some might say, oh, you kind of took your lumps down there, I say, hey, we played good volleyball, and I was super proud of our kids, and I thought we played just as good a volleyball as we could have played on the 28th of September. And sometimes, you know, it's healthy to lose volleyball games, especially in September, because you learn so much by playing at that speed and at that level. And, you know, we're just trying to get onto a court every day and something about our game needs to get better. And I think when we play in those all-day tournaments, we kind of see where our weaknesses are. We see where teams can kind of take advantage of us a little bit. And those are things that then we can, you know, put our nose back on that grindstone at practice and continue to work on and get better so that ultimately by the end of October, we can kind of start to play our best volleyball.
Kind of taking a look forward here to the schedule coming up tomorrow. You've got Beresford at home. Then early next week, a couple of games, one on the road at Comedegan. You'll see Tri-Valley at home. You mentioned kind of a home-heavy slate here for the last month of the regular season, but really a nice flavor of area teams and teams that you could see down the road as well.
Agreed. And it has been nice to have some of those, you know, teams on our schedule. Beresford, we're looking at, you know, that's still a Big East Conference matchup for us. You know, they're a good volleyball program. I think Coach Wilson does a nice job every year of putting a very good team on the court. And so they're going to come to our house tomorrow. You know, we've got to play back-to-back Monday and Tuesday against two really good, you know, teams that are, you know, within 10 miles of us. We have to go to Coleman on Monday, and Coleman's so athletic, and they're playing really good volleyball right now. You know, they had a great day down at the Pentagon on Saturday. And then, you know, Tri-Valley is good. You know, they have a couple big hitters playing this season. And you know, Coach Eber does a great job with them as well. And so we've got to play them back-to-back. And yeah, it's going to be a challenge for our kids. But hopefully the amount of games that we played, you know, in September will hopefully prepare us to be able to do some of those back-to-back, you know, volleyball nights here in October.
Obviously a big night here a week plus ago for you and for Chester Volleyball. You captured your 400th career coaching victory and rank in the top 20 all time in wins and in the top 10 in active wins. Depending on who the coach is, some say, well, when you're around for that long, you kind of hit that number. Others hit it at a number with impressive teams. But anytime a coach gets that 400th career, obviously a lot of things have gone right in that coaching career, whether it's being around talent or being able to coach kids to another level. But nonetheless, it's always an impressive number when you get to that 400 mark.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate that. But I tell you, that is just the result of a lot of hard-working Lady Flyers who have really, you know, put their heart and soul into this program and played ball wearing a Chester volleyball uniform. And I'm super proud of every, you know, Lady Flyer who's gone through this program. And I say a huge thank you to them because that number is way more reflective of those kids and what they've done on a court, you know, than it is about me. And so I'm just super blessed to be where I'm at and having the privilege of coaching these young ladies every day. It truly is an honor.
Final couple of comments here, Coach, before we let you go. First off, even after all these years, do you still find yourself kind of learning new ways or different ways to approach situations on the volleyball court?
Oh, absolutely. You know, first of all, the game changes every year. It gets so much faster and so much more, you know, athletic. But I think the one thing, being a bit older, helps you realize is how kids are so different on a volleyball court. And it's really no different than in a classroom. You know, we all know as teachers that kids learn differently, but I think your athletes respond differently. And I think the older I've gotten, maybe I've learned to know what they need to hear from me and maybe what drills and how we need to set them up in practice to help those kids truly achieve what I need them to be doing on a court. And sometimes it isn't as easy as just, you know, looking up a drill in a book. Sometimes we have to make some, you know, changes in those drills so that our athletes understand exactly what it is that we need them to be doing. And so I credit time for that because sometimes it just takes you a while, you know, to figure that out. And absolutely, learning every single day. And I'm always trying to, you know, make myself a better coach. I love going to conferences. And I think the best ideas are usually taken from other programs, of other things that other coaches do extremely well. And it's nice to have, you know, coaches who are, you know, your good rivals, but who are also your good friends and who are willing to talk volleyball with you, because I think that's truly where you can gain the most for your program is by learning from other people.
To kind of piggyback onto that as well, obviously volleyball, a physical sport, but I think very much a mental sport as well, especially when you have the rallying scoring. Are there certain drills or maybe aspects of practice that you try and build a little bit of mental toughness and for gals to be able to kind of hone in and not worry about, all right, I missed that hit, let's get ready for the next point?
Well, it is, and I think that's one of the most difficult things about volleyball for kids to truly grasp is every point ends on what someone might consider to be an error. And it isn't, you know, because kids get kills, and, you know, that's an attribute to the hitter and not, you know, necessarily to a passer. But every point happens because a team missed something, because the other team put the ball, you know, to the court, or you missed a serve or something. And so in order to really continue to keep your momentum, you have to teach kids that, hey, that last point doesn't matter. You have to always play, you know, for the next point. And I believe that that's the hardest concept for kids to grasp, because it's hard to let a mistake go. You know, if they miss a serve, you kind of see it in their body language of the way they get back out on the court. And then they're probably going to miss a pass. And so we do a lot of focus on that if we make a mistake, we work to play the next ball. And we work on, you know, a positive language of, instead of saying, you know, my bad or, oh, whatever, we work to say, no, I'm going to get the next one, because it puts a positive spin on what it is they're about to do. And then their teammates know, hey, you got this. And yeah, you are going to get the next one. So, yeah, we do put a lot of emphasis on that.
Coach, appreciate the time here. Good luck over the next couple of weeks with Flyers volleyball. We'll catch up with you down the road.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.